All right, we are here at Pleasant Valley Golf Course in Chantilly, just outside of South Riding. This is a major number four. Greg, how are we feeling? Are we ready for today?
Ready as I'm gonna be. I mean, it's poop or get off the pot today.
That is definitely one way to put it. Now we got some good weather. Hopefully the storm holds off. We've got a nice plane flying. Looks like it's like 50 feet away from us. I don't know if I've ever seen one that close.
That's a monster, too. Jesus.
Almost a double-decker. But anyway, yeah, feeling good. No range, no warm-up. We hit some putts. We're going to go, see how it goes. We'll check back in. Hopefully, we are playing.
Good day, ladies and gents. Welcome to the Fairway Fit Golf Podcast, where two friends get together to talk about how we are trying to look good, feel good, and play good. Let's go.
All right, Fairway Fit fans, welcome back to episode number 17. I have Greg here. Greg, how are we doing tonight?
Doing well.
All right, we got Greg here, and we are here to talk about major number four. What do you think, Greg? Major number four.
What do I think? How did it go?
How did it go? What do you think, major number four? I think we were shocked we made it this far without killing ourselves in our competition.
I mean, you've killed the competition. I've probably thought about killing myself. Surprised at all. You got two young, driven men trying to get better at golf. So I'm not surprised that we haven't, you know, tossed it up. No chance.
Yeah. So if you were able to check our last episode, we were talking about the summer season, which is still going on. But we were able to slide out last week. We got two rounds. Had some very good weather on day number one. On day number two, we were able to get out early and beat the storm, although we did get some weather and some rain.
I don't know about weather the storm.
I don't think it got as bad as we did beat the storm in the sense when we were done, our area did take on almost 10 inches of rain.
That is true. Solid.
So we did say we could beat the storm there. But yeah, so we did take on a little bit of rain in day two. We ended up rushing. I remember texting you in the morning and saying, you need to get out here so we can start playing now because the back end, it wasn't looking very good. But we were able to make it happen. So on day number one, I went over to one of Greg's home courses. We played Pleasant Valley, which we play actually a fair amount.
Very good day as well.
It was. That was definitely, we were not. And we were actually worried about some weather on that day too, but ended up being zero issues there. A little bit about Pleasant Valley. I actually worked at Pleasant Valley. I hate to say this, but it was 20 years ago now where I did carts and ended up doing help hosting tournaments and starter and all that kind of different type things over there back in when I just started, got out of pro ball and I ended up playing there.
Ooh, quite a bit. That's the first mention. I don't know if we've even told the listeners that you had a little cup of coffee in the pro ball league.
I was a baseball player. That's all that really mattered. Honestly, the coffee was so short, I didn't even get to finish the cup.
It didn't even get cold.
Yeah, I got it. It was a sip. It was so hot, I threw it out the window and went on to something else. But no, so I played it quite a bit. It's been off and on for years, but it's definitely one of the courses I do play in the area. It's very different than a sister course, South Riding. I think it's very different than South Riding.
Yes, very much.
Not just because it doesn't go through the neighborhood as much, but I like the layout. I've always thought it was a course challenge.
I am taking a liking to Pleasant Valley over South Riding.
I feel like it's challenging, but fair at the same time. There's a couple holes I could do without, but I think I'm getting a little bit more picky in my old age about the tougher holes. So, well, let's jump right in. This was a 36-hole match play. We've tried to take all of our majors and do similar formats in sequence. So if you remember major number one, we did a 36-hole match play. Major number two, we did a Stableford system where we made up our own Stableford system. And then
like to call it a modified Stableford.
Modified system. It was the Fairway Fit system. And then on major number three, we did, what did we do?
We did net
stroke play, regular straight up stroke play. So we were doing our 36-hole match play. I believe, obviously, we're definitely doing off our net handicaps throughout it. So it will be our net scores. Pleasant Valley had me playing at a 4. What did they have you play that day?
They had me playing in a 16 that day.
16, which is, I thought was a little high because you've been playing well. And they have you, what are your handicap? 13?
13-4
or something. Okay. I guess if you round up a stroke aside, that does makes a little bit more sense now that I hear it. How do we want to do it? We want to go jump right in, go 9 by 9.
Let's go 9 by 9.
We got a lot of clips that will be added in here. So if you start hearing things, we did do a lot of audio. Hopefully you can follow along as we go through. But let's jump right into it. I'll let your honors. You go ahead and take the first
nine. My honors?
Your course, your honors.
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't play like my course. Yeah. I had a little bubble popping and humbling experience on major number 4. I actually came in probably the one most confident that I have in a major after playing well for a couple weeks straight and dropping the handicap and thinking that 12 shots on a round, I should be able to beat you. But that golf is a humbling sport and it punched me right in the face. I went bogey, double, bogey, birdie, triple, bogey, par to come out with a 45 on the front nine. I had 14 putts. I hit 0 of 7. I had a 22% green and reg and was a little tilted at 9.
At 9?
After 9, I'm sorry. After 9, I was a little tilted.
Yeah, I want to say you had a couple mistakes I was not thinking that you were going to happen. I would disagree with you. I would say you're still your most confident major you went into was major number 1. If people don't believe me, go back and listen to probably like episode 3 where we broke down the major and almost had to apologize to each other about our arrogance that we were showing in our game where we've only played one round in months, but we just thought we were going to walk out there and be scratch golfers. But yeah, besides the point, I know for myself going into it, I knew I had to go out and play some pretty solid golf. One thing I kept telling myself was to be patient. With 36 holes, I knew it was going to go back and forth for quite a bit.
Let's take a listen to some audio.
All right, update after 1. We pushed. Greg had a bogey. I had a par. We are both not in the fairway on number 2. And hopefully we can find our ball. All right, update after 4 holes. Greg, the match is tied, correct?
All square.
We are all square. Playing some good golf. I think I'm 1 over. Greg's 2 over.
No,
3 over. 4 over. All right. So got a big par 5 coming up right here. All right. Through 9 holes. Good update. We are all square. Can't say it's the best golf out there right now, but the match is all square. So that's kind of what we wanted. 9 holes. Got 9 to go. We'll see how we do.
I went out. I actually didn't have a terrible front nine score-wise. I ended up with a 38, but I did not hit a lot of green, or not a lot of green, a lot of fairways. I came out and missed fairways pretty far right on the first 3 holes, but I was able to salvage pars on those. And then with the par 3 that I think is one of the most difficult holes on that course, I think we had it at 205. Uphill.
Yeah.
It's not really uphill, but it goes down that big valley and then goes back up.
So it feels like it always plays long.
It does. And I still think it's probably about a half a club when it comes down to it. But I did a bogey that one. But if you remember, after that bogey, you bogeyed it as well. If I look at it right now, I think it would have been even. I took a 1-up lead and then you actually had a pop on there. So you won that hole. So we're back to even. If you remember, we went into that par 5. And this is actually one of the par 5s I never really understand how to play this hole, because right where your landing zone is for your driver is 20 yards wide. If you play it short, you have 30, 40, 50 yards. If you can carry 290, you have wide open space after that little landing zone. And I even remember driving there that day thinking, man, what am I going to do on that hole. And being even, and I ended up playing it back. You hit driver, and you were just off the fairway. You were able to hold on into that little short spot. And I remember saying, man, that's a really, it's a really tough tee ball. Good shot there. And you easily parred it. And I actually ended up throwing a dart in there with my wedge when I laid up. And we both birdied that hole. So we looked like we were rolling, but you win that. But we both had a stroke there, so it was
both had pops.
Both birdie net eagle. Six, we both struggled off the tee. I was able to take that one. Seven, you struggled off the tee. Had a nice free drop there.
We'll post that video. I don't care. I'll post that Hazel rocket shank that I had off the tee. Hey, Brad, why don't you film this one? And then just straight Hazel rocket.
Yeah. And then eight. I think you ended up winning. Eight was my one, and I had one on both days. The tee ball that went like a sand wedge off the tee when I was hitting hybrid, and then they made bogey. But I ended up with a 38. I was 2 for 7 with fairways, 5 of 9 of greens, and I think that's what kept me. And I had 15 putts, which I'll take 15 putts in a round because that means I think I'm hitting a fair amount of greens. But I'm also putting myself in opportunities. I get up and down maybe once or twice out of the 3 or 4 greens that I missed. I believe, what were we after 9? Now that I'm looking at it, I don't know what tripped it.
I believe we may
probably should have kept their scorecards, huh?
We may have been even.
Let's see.
Because I think when I popped on 9, I made it all square.
Even? Pushed, no, up 2, lost. Yep, we made it even on 9. All right, so through 9 holes, we were right where we wanted to be. I was a net 36. You were a net 37. If you're 8, is net 37. I'll let you start off the back as well. So we're even going into the back. You won number 9.
There was the infamous Greg stretch of just poor execution on all fronts. I went starting off with a straight ahead par 5 that is a scoring hole. I went triple, then I tripled the par 3, then I bogeyed the par 4, doubled the par 5. That is also another one that it's scoreable, but it should be a par. It's not like it should be a birdie hole, that par 5, but it should be a par or better. Par, bogey, par, par, to shoot a 47 on the back with 19 putts. I did have 3 of 7 fairways, which was 16, 17, and 18. I was 33% green and regs, and I totaled a total of 5 penalties on the back.
Yeah, you had a rough start, and I actually had the complete opposite. I started off rolling. I hit a really good ball off 10 for a par 5, ended up making birdie. 6 was that par 3. I ended up 3 putting it for a bogey, but then I turned around and I probably had my best hole played of the day on that long uphill par 4, which again, I don't know if that's the hardest hole on the course, but I think that one probably should be rated the hardest hole on the course. And I was driver wedged to about, I don't know, 18 inches, 2 feet or so.
It
was a kick in. So I know right then and there that gave me a 1. Well, where are you at here? 2, 3. I went up 3 pretty much right off the bat. And then I actually went up 4 with the next par 5, hit a really good tee ball again. Didn't hit a very good layup, but I was still able to make par. It's crazy there. I think where I kept myself in the game was, or to try to keep my lead from hole, 12 to 15, I had 5 straight one putts. 12 to 16, I had 5 straight one putts, which was, that's pretty good. Now, I think I had putter in the hand more than just 5 times. I wasn't just rolling in bombs. I was a lot of fringes. So I was still able to like 2 putt with the putter in my hand, but technically being a one putt.
All right, through 14 holes, Been a little bit of some up and downs.
More so downs.
More so downs for Greg. He's a little bit struggling, but he just hit a really good ball off 15 for a tee ball. So we'll see how it goes. What are we at in the match?
You are up 4.
No. All right, so I got a little bit of a comfortable lead. We'll see. Still got a lot of golf in front of us today and one other round.
So from, so after, let's see, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, I had all pars. Ended up bogeying, giving one back. Actually, so I ended up bogeying, giving one back to you on 16.
Yeah.
And ended up saving bogey there.
You did.
Which was really big for where I was. And I do think coming up on 16, 17, and 18, I feel like maybe my extracurriculars taking a little toll on me.
Overindulgence?
Yeah, because I ended up going bogey, par, double, and I ended up with a 38. I very easily could have been 73, 74 right there. And I ended up with a 76 on the day. So on the back, hit the ball really well at the tee, 6 of 7 fairways, 44% greens. But like I said, I think it was on the fringe on quite a few of those. So on the round, ended up only having 29 putts, 50% greens, and 57% fairways for a 76. And if I remember right, when we came all said and done, even though you're going to say how bad you played, I was one up.
Yeah, I cut into the lead on 16, 17, and 18 by winning 3 holes straight back.
Yeah.
Obviously, I was popping on every single one.
We tied 16, tied 17. Your pups helped you, and then on 18. Was left and then long and then short again and long and then made my double bogey. So in double bogey 18, and I was a little frustrated.
Finished at 92, net 76 with 33 putts, 21% driving, 28% green and reg, and a whopping 12 penalty.
Yeah, I got you there. I was 76, net 72. Like I said, 50, 57. I did not. I only had that one penalty drop on 16. Right.
All right. Round one is complete. Greg carded a
92.
I finished bogey par double to shoot a 76. Kind of lucked Greg right back into it. I think it was up as much as 4.
You're up 4.
Up 4, and now we go in.
4 to play, and now we are going to day 2 with me being down 1.
Down 1. So I am up 1, Greg's down 1.
You're saying there's a chance.
There is a chance. I let you right back into it, which is pretty bad. 18 got me a little bit. Didn't hit really bad shots, just didn't score that hole really that well. So, all right, we will be back hopefully tomorrow if the weather holds up. Otherwise, we will figure it out. But Greg is down 1 with 18 holes to play.
Which was big. Like I said, I actually thought I hit the ball, and I've said this a lot, I've hit the ball really well and haven't scored the best. I actually, that round easily could have been a 71, 72 round for me. That's the way it was. Like I said, I maybe let myself get away there on the last few holes, but day number 1 in the books.
And I don't believe we brought any birdie juice this major. We can't blame it on that.
No, this was straight high noon trouble.
But we played at 11:30.
5 o'clock somewhere. But yeah, so going real quick, man. Day number 1 down. How was the morale on the way home?
I would say that I was even keel. I was disappointed in my performance, obviously. Obviously, with the 12 stroke cushion that I had, it saved my butt and kept me to not allow it to get out of hand like it did down a fertile. And being 1 back was like, okay, that's doable. Had a solid round the last time I played Stoneleigh. I wasn't really nervous or undetermined to go out there and put on a good show for day 2. Was I disappointed with a lot of the shots and mistakes that I had that cost me those 12 strokes? Yes, absolutely. But it wasn't something where I went home and I put red lipstick on and sang all by myself. It was one of those where I just...
If you ever do that, can you film that? If you ever do that, we'll put that up for
everybody.
That'd
be a solid reel as I cross your name off at the top of my list. But that's the thing is I put it on my mind. I was like, all right, tomorrow's a new day. I was like, I got to come back and be better tomorrow. If I can shoot 88 and you shoot 76, I should be able to make back some strokes there and keep it close. And that was the goal, was to shoot in the 80s at Stone Lake the next day and then be good to go.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I felt pretty good. I was a little frustrated on 18. The double bogey hurt. 16-1, I did end up salvaging the bogey, so I think the morale was still high. 17, I thought I played fairly well. And then 18, I just, a couple bad mistakes led to a double. But when I look back at it, to say I doubled 18, shot 76, that's where I am right now. I do need to figure out how to get away from some of those little mistakes. I had the birdies that in the last couple rounds I played, not just in the majors, I've been able to shoot 76 and not have the two or three birdies, but I got to be where I'm having two or three birdies that's keeping me below that 74 number. And I know you're going to say, oh, 74, I'd take that. But that's, if you look at it percentages wise, that's no different than you saying it'd keep you below that 85 number. Mine's two or three strokes. For yours is three or four or five strokes, but just the same. It's really not that far off. I wasn't too disappointed.
At this point, I may punch my grandmother for a 74.
Let's not do that. But yeah, so I wasn't thrilled for only being one up. I thought I played a little bit better than that. But when I guess it, at 16, 17, 18, when you finish bogey, par, double, that's what you get. So
You get yelled at by Courtney when you came home and you were like, I'm only one up?
She was a little surprised.
Or so like Johnny Lawrence, where she was like, no mercy.
No mercy.
Move the tee time up and do what you got to do, but no mercy tomorrow.
She was pretty intrigued with everything. She does ask how my rounds go nowadays. So it is nice. Sometimes I just want to be like, don't talk to me. But there are others that I want to fill her in on things that I do. Then when I started getting into the details, she just, anyways. I was like, are you even listening to me?
par, pogey, double. Yeah.
I will say, though, when I got help for that round, I was wiped. I don't know why. Don't really know why. That kind of beat me up a little bit. But going day number two, you were on your way out to Stone Lake, which is my course. So we went one course for Greg, one course for mine, where a home-and-home type match. Both, again, you've played a couple times this year. So it's not like they were just completely blind courses to us. And this is when we had a little Debbie trying to get in her way. We had a little, what you call it, a Debbie Downer.
A Debbie Downer.
That was coming at us. So I remember waking up and, man, it could be a wet one. And I think between the two of us, you're like, hey, what if we get out a little bit early? So we ended up getting out almost about an hour before we initially thought we would. And what was able to do that, because in our area, the high school team started golf and the one plays at the course, we were able to go off the bat first. Which I actually was excited about. One of my best rounds of the year, I actually played the back first going into the front. So I was a little motivated for that. Like I wasn't, usually I think the front is a little bit harder than the back. Although if you ask 10 different people, you'll get 10 different answers under a course, which one they think is harder.
All right, round two of major number four. We're out at Stone League Golf Course.
Beautiful day on the course.
We are battling the elements today. We actually rushed to get off a little bit earlier. We're hoping that we got a good window to get this round in. Probably won't be able to check in as much as we did yesterday, but as of after one, we are even on the day, and Greg is still down one. I'm up one going into the 19th hole. No, the 20th hole. The 20th hole. All right, we'll see how it goes.
One up lead going into the day number two. We got out a little bit early. It's hole number 10. Since I have the one up advantage, I will do the first nine holes. And I think my first nine holes was almost identical the day before. I shot a 38. I once again only hit two out of seven.
You shot a 37.
Remember?
Yeah, that's right.
Backside first. So I ended up shooting.
Just my style.
Ended up shooting a 38. I only hit two out of seven greens. I hit five out of nine greens, two out of seven fairways. And my big one there again, I had 13 putts. So it was my putty in the 2 days that really was able to keep me where I wanted to be. So ended up starting off what I thought was pretty solid. I had an unlucky bogey on the hardest hole in the course, which, if you remember, is number 12, how it goes. It almost goes up a hill and then up another hill to the green. Ended up taking bogey there, but I didn't bogey again until the dreaded 18, where I ended up finding my bull, the fescue. And
you love 18.
I'm struggling with it. We're having a bad relationship right now. We're working through it, though. But I ended up pretty clean. No birdies. Just had two bogeys. Shot a 38, like I said. 13 putts. It did help because I had a zero putt, if you remember.
I do remember that, yes.
I think I hit it on every place besides the fairway and the green on that hole. But I made a putt from the bridge. So, to save par on that hole, on that one par five. So, 38. What do you got?
I had an excellent start with all of the high schoolers looking down on it, and a drive, get out of your car, get on the cart, and go swing. In typical fashion, I just topped a 3 hybrid on 10 to start it out. It might have gone 50 yards, a little bit further than your tee ball on one.
We'll get to that. I will say on both rounds, we both did not hit the range before. Pleasant Valley, remember, all we did was putt. Now, that was a lot warmer, so it was a little bit quicker. You know, I think I worked out before that one as well.
Yeah,
so
I worked out and ran before. And then when you called me, I was literally about to do a quick workout, and I was like, I just got to change and go now.
Yeah, it's Lee. I think I literally got up to do that because we ended up going off a little bit earlier. Yeah, sorry, cut you off there.
So, it's fine. You cut me off and you cut my legs out from under me on major number 4 as well. So I continued the bad golf for the 2 days. I don't know where my mind went, but I went bogey, triple, bogey, double, par, bogey, par. I actually parred 18 for a 46 at 18 putts. I had 2 of 7 fairways, and I was 22% in greens, but once again, had 4 penalties.
Yeah, you definitely, it wasn't a great start. And I think we even got a little bit of a rate between 12, 13, 14. And I think between the two of us, we were trying to figure out gloves, extra gloves, towels. I even, weirdly enough, which I only brought it out because I bought it, my umbrella, which I could never use.
I left mine in the car.
Was just standing with my umbrella. I don't really know why. And he ended up being more in my way. And I was like looking around for my caddy and he wasn't around. But yeah, I think you definitely started a little bit struggling. But you didn't let me run away with it. I got up to, I think, 4 up, maybe 5 up in the match total. I counted day one, but you were able to put it back to 3 up at the turn. 3 up overall at the turn. So 2 up in the round, 3 up overall at the turn. And then we moved over to number one, where I hadn't done something on number one in a really long time.
It was rather impressive.
Yeah. And now I top balls. I'm not saying I haven't done that off a tee. But I think we came to the consensus that I didn't just top the ball. I literally hit the bottom of my driver. So I missed the whole club face. It hit the bottom part of my driver on my upswing. And it went thankfully, just in front of the ladies' tees.
That would have been a cold second shot.
Yes, it would. It would have been cold. But I recovered. I ended up pulling hybrid, swinging probably a little harder than I thought. I was probably about 280.
It was a shot I didn't think that you had in the bag, but you pulled it off.
Yeah, and luckily ended up hitting the green. So it was a solid green in regulation and two putted to make par there. You also made par, so you cut it into it again.
But I did it in a different way. I hit driver to possibly the tiniest landing zone that there is. One is I'm used to playing in the rough on that one.
So what's funny, when I play one, I actually don't even care hitting the fairway. All I try to do is hit it down the hill.
Exactly.
Because it bottlenecks to 7 yards, maybe 7 yards where you hit it.
I was dialed on that one.
You were split in the middle.
I wasn't dialed on my approach shot when I left it about 5 yards short.
I was going to say, you
chipped up close and I one putted for the par.
I think your putter heated up a little bit. They keep you on the back, technically front side.
All right, Greg, we're still alive. The rain has cooperated so far. We are through 10 holes. We both made par on number one since we started on the back side. We both made it very differently, but it worked. We have 8 to play. I am up 3 with 8 to play, so it's still a pretty close match. Got probably one of the tougher holes on the course coming up. We'll check back. We'll see how it's going. Major number 4.
Number 2, pretty difficult hole, straight up the hill. We both bogeyed. We both had a shot there, so we're staying 3. I ended up making birdie. You ended up making bogey, so I believe that puts us at, I was back to 3 up. Let's see, 4.
4, we both bogeyed, but I had a pop.
Both bogeyed. You had a pop.
That's
both, a tough
we both were short, pretty much about a club's length away from each other, and had that chip up. The pretty much might as well be a grass bunker that we were chipping out of.
That's right. We were down there. But this is where, if people saw our post, this is where you got a little frustrated. This was another one. Hey, we're at the top of the mountain. Beautiful tee shot. The rain actually started to fall and it looked cool even in our video, but this is the one. I hit a pretty decent ball and then you didn't. You had a rough one.
I tugged it. I was inbound still, but.
I don't think from the tee box he thought you were inbound.
No, I thought I had tugged it pretty darn far.
Yeah,
but
you're frustrated.
Fortunately.
So I ended up making birdie. You struggled a little bit coming in there and that. Kind of,
that was.
I think the writing on the wall was pretty close there. A little bit of a dormy. We went into the next hole dormy, and you made bogey.
I made double
bogey. You made double, then I made bogey, and that ended the match right there because of a dormy push. Besides the point, you ended up. You would tell your stats.
I went after the match was over. I went par, double, par. To finish out with a 46 on the front. So 46, 46, another 92. I was 36 putts, 43% fairways in reg, 22% greens in reg, and a total of 8 penalties. So I netted a 76 after the 16 handicap.
Again, same as the day before. Yep. I ended up with a 37. 16 putts, 5 out of 7, driving, 6 out of 9, greens. And I only had the half penalty strip there set out of the sand, it looks like. Cost me. I played very similar round from the day before. Ended up probably just making one more putt. And was able to take away victorious major number 4. So.
And completed the sweep.
Completed the sweep. Barely completed the sweep. So in our World Series of Golf, which is our 7 competitions that we had scheduled this year, which were still scheduled this year, I was able to take the first 4 completed competitions. And that allows me to win our overall bet. And if you were listening to our previous episodes, we talked a lot of it about what was on the line. I have a couple ideas. I've been going back and forth. I don't quite have it locked in for you quite yet.
You're just going to surprise me.
It's going to be a little bit. You're going to appreciate it. It's not like you're going to have to get a tattoo or anything, but I'm going to figure it out
game.
Yeah, it was a little bittersweet. I was glad that it swept. I don't think if you would have asked me in January, it would have been a sweep by any means.
If you would have asked me in January, I wouldn't have told you that I was going to go up 5.5 strokes before I started to come back down.
Yeah, but I went up 3 strokes before I started to come back down. You don't remember? I went all the way up to almost right at 10 before I went all the way back down to where I am now. So, I don't know, Greg, takeaways from measure number 4 to honesty talk, truth talk. What do you got to say about it? I know you're frustrated because you were on a hot streak. I don't think you played your best golf from what I've been hearing from you. I also don't think you played your worst golf. I think if you reverse us 8 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, and you would have said you went back-to-back 92s, you would have been happy, but you'd be like, okay, I'm right where I need to be, lucky to get better. I know in the last 3 weeks, you've been playing really well, scoring really well. So,
yeah, measure number 4 took away my fire sign on Grint. So that was another bad taste in my mouth walking away from that one.
I think the shocking part was it was 2 rounds back-to-back. I think going into it, I knew back-to-back. I was like, I knew you've been playing well. And I was like, man, just be patient. Maybe he'll give me a round where he's up for 90s. And he'll give me a round in like low 80s. And I can balance that out. Try to still be in the match, being in the match play.
Praying on my fall, man. Come on now. I was hoping that this was a complete opposite outlook of you. I was hoping that basically I would play low 80s. You would play your normal like 74, 75. It would be like dead square after day 1. And then day 2, I would shoot like another 85 on Stoneleigh. And then you'd hit par. And even if that lost me round, it was going to be a great because you had a par round. Or if I won somehow, maybe I shot an 80 and you shot a 72, then it would take a little bit of the sting away because then it was a win-win.
But I think you're giving myself, yeah, I think you're thinking I'm giving myself too much credit. I saw an 80, 82 round for me on a back-to-back day that was going to be like, all right, I got to go 82 and try to be in the low, mid 70s. And I didn't really expect, I was very pleased with 2 back-to-back mid 70s rounds. But yeah, I think you're a little more hopeful than I was on me hitting that par number just because I feel like I've done exactly what I've done over the last couple of weeks. I've been right at this number. I can't figure out how to get away with a double bogey here, a double bogey there, or an extra bogey, silly bogey that I can't put in. I actually, two days after the major, I made the turn at 1 under and just had sloppy bogeys coming in and ended up shooting another 76. And then I shot 78 the next day and had 2 double bogeys. So I just can't figure out. I don't know if my mind's a little bit more mental right now than it is physical. I think my swing's in a good place for us, for myself. Anyway, I don't know. Everyway, I read keeps telling me to be patient on that 72, but I will tell you my struggle is after 6 or 7 holes and maybe I'm 1 or 2 under or even, my mind starts going, man, should I get Greg on the mic tonight to talk about this? Or should I wait till we just like casually work it into the conversation? And then I'm on 12 and I'm even and I'm like, all right, maybe I should text them and let them know what I'm doing. And maybe I should stop doing that. I don't know. Maybe I should need to think about the whole 18.
I can tell you this much. If I made a turn at even, I wouldn't tell anybody. It's like a no hitter. You don't talk about it.
I made the turn at even and had to sit around for 30 minutes for a buddy of mine to show up to play the backside, and I would bogey and start the back.
That's a tough one.
And it wasn't his fault.
That wasn't me, by the way. I will tell the listeners. That was not me showing up a 9 hole late. I know that I like to show up late, but that was not me.
No, it just happened. And again, it was just sloppy things. A misgreen, a bad chip puts me just at a low percentage putt. And it go from there. I know this kind of puts our overall thing to an end. We are going to sit down and talk about, we're going to meet actually tomorrow. We're meeting up and we're going to talk about how we can continue competing throughout our season. It's not over. We're still going to be working towards our final major and then keep moving forward in our progression. I know our lives pick up quite a bit this week, next week, and from here on out for the remainder of the year, but our golf is definitely not done, even though our competition might be as king. So I guess an overall winner, but like I said, I'm a little shocked that it happened so fast. I didn't quite see it this way, but I think overall we're definitely moving in the right direction. Both of us, I know you're better, but you had a very solid round. It sounded like yesterday when you were playing with a couple guys.
Yeah, I played really well yesterday.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're right back at it. You just got to get back on the course, got to keep swinging and keep playing, keep fighting strong, keep working it around and try to grind things out. Any listeners got suggestions for us? I think we're at a point where we're both, I don't want to say at a stall. I think you're sitting right where you are, hoping to get a couple better. And I think I'm sitting right where I would like to be, but I'm looking to grab a couple extra strokes as well, too, as we keep moving forward.
Yeah, sounds about right. I'm still trying to put some rounds in to knock that handicap. The goal now has transitioned. Maybe not a single digit this year, but I think now the new goal needs to be let's drop below what I started.
Which is like one stroke.
Exactly.
So it's weird, is it? With me being mental lately and being very into the analytics and stats type thing, it's hard not to have scoring on your mind at all times.
Well, I mean, of course, in golf, you're not going to sit there and be like, I'm just trying to hit the ball up the fairway.
No, I understand that. But it's more or less, I'm not going out there with, everything's focused on score. And I feel like if I bogey something, I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to work to get it back. Where you should go out there with low expectations. And you go out there and you know that you're just going to play 18 holes, you're going to play it well. I think right now with the knowing that it's coming towards, and again, our golf season is not over. I know that, you know that, but we can't play as much in the next couple months as we have in the last couple months.
Especially you.
Yeah. So thanks, especially me. If I did look on Grint and how many rounds I've teed up this year in Grint, not talking about the rounds I have it, I'm actually higher than I thought I would be for the whole calendar year. Now, tons of nine-hole rounds, which has been really great. But I used to go out in these nine-hole rounds and not stress about score, work on things in practice. Now, like, I want to score. I got to score. I got to score. I got to score. And that's one of the worst things for you. And I actually listened to a really good podcast today with Max Homan in it. And that's all he talked about is, you know, when we're playing in a tournament, if you go out there with the mindset of what the score you're going to shoot, you won't come close to that. But if you go out there and focus on the process, the score will take care of its play itself. And he goes, there are certain tournaments you got to play differently. He goes, your average tour event, it's out there to make birdies. So your plan may be to make birdies. You're playing in certain types of majors. You have to know that a bogey is the okay thing. And you don't need to, it's not necessary you're playing everybody else, you're playing the golf course. And one thing, he was talking about the difference between a U.S. Open and it is anywhere else. On a U.S. Open, you have to know that a bogey and sometimes a double bogey is not going to hurt you. And
not like kill that. For sure.
It doesn't kill you. And now, I know we're not playing the competition or the courses they are. Next door is my U.S. Open. Like, that's my U.S. Open. And I got to remember, just because I bogey or double something early, it's okay. It's not going to kill me. You're going to have more holes to play. And it just, I'm trying to do that. But when I'm 12 holes in and I'm already 3 or 4 and I don't think I'm going to birdie 4 holes coming in, although I guess I can, anybody can, I'm like, man, I guess I'll have tomorrow. And now we're getting to a point where if I can get out once or twice a week,
there is no tomorrow.
Yeah. But in the summer, it's a lot easier. There is.
That is true.
Literally,
that is true.
I literally could play the next day. But now it's a little bit rough because it's just there's more time in between. So
just start
could be a good thing.
Taking could sick be, leave.
I'll plenty of that. Could be a good thing, is it? I'm going to get to the range more. I'm going to practice a little bit more. I haven't done. I've been playing a lot more. So who knows? It could be a blessing, but I'm still sitting right at a 3.0. One of our goals was to be under 3. So until I get back out there, I don't know if it's going to change for the good or the bad.
It's true.
I probably won't get out until maybe I can talk the wife into the weekend.
Yeah. I'm sort of thinking about tomorrow, but I'm not really sure.
It's in the back of my head. My clubs are already in the car.
Yeah, I don't do that very often because I don't like when it gets super hot. But we've been waking up and it's been so much cooler. So I know at night it's not bothering them really as much. I'm not really big with the heat outside.
Yeah.
Supposedly it messes up the glue and all that. I haven't seen it. It's never done anything, but.
Dude, I didn't tell you about the trip down to Florida?
With your ferals that they all moved.
As soon as I got down to Florida after a 10 and a half hour drive in the heat, as soon as I brought them inside, I looked at them and I had to push all of them back down.
That is crazy. Yours move a tremendous amount. I had a set that did that as well, too. My Mizuno's did that as well, too. I haven't had that. Obviously, mine are a little bit newer, so.
You're telling me I need new clubs?
It's always, if new clubs will make you play better. It just is what it is. If you want us to help us out with new clubs, we'll be ready to listen to any sort of person that could help us out. Yeah, so when we come back together, we have a lot of stuff going on in the next few days. As far in our personal lives and professional lives. But when we come back together, we will have a better idea of how we're going to compete in major number 5 and, of course, our final major. And then we will have probably update. Who knows? The summer season could be over or I could extend it to week 10. It could be very close to mathematically. It could be over unless I'm able to put up a really strong round in the next few days. What's your plan as far as you said getting out next couple weeks, couple days over the weekend? But what do you got? Anything else in the plans?
Nothing really. We got early mornings and baby girl started preschool that I have to drive a little bit further to drop off. So right now, with school starting a little bit earlier, as far as medians and whatnot, it's cutting into my range time. But tomorrow, I'm going to swing the sticks. I'm either going to have a range session or get out and play 9 or something along those lines, or maybe 18. You never know. I might develop a tummy ache during a meeting and leave early.
Yeah, mental wellness is a huge thing.
It is true.
You do have to take care of yourself.
Vitamin D is positive for my mental health.
Care of yourself. But yeah, so that's all. I appreciate everybody listening to our major number 4. Like I said, I wish it was going to extend. But we will have a better update on what
better luck Greg, next year for me.
Yeah, but what Greg will be doing to in our bet in our competition that we had. But yeah, look forward to seeing you.
I'm good with anything except for if you put me in Under Armour. I'll put a stipulation on it. You just can't put me in a full Under Armour get up.
The Jordan Spieth outfits?
Yeah, no.
Well, we'll have that next time. Appreciate everybody listening to us today for following along in our major number 4. Make sure to like, subscribe, follow, whatever you do on your podcast. Check us out on social media. We've got a lot of updates on there about how our rounds and our workouts are going.
We look forward to talking with everybody. We'll talk about our fitness and, of course, some of our golf. Fight strong, everybody, and we'll see you at the 9th green at 9.